In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1:1-5. Here's something which I believe, if we understood it thoroughly, would solve many current problems of our present age. Notice this very first verse in the Bible. In the beginning. From this I understand that God is the first and the last, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And before all of these things took shape in our universe, God was there. He is from everlasting to everlasting. There's no beginning of God, and there's no ending of God. When the heavens shall pass away and the earth is no more, God will still be the same. Then listen to this verse from Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Then here's another verse in Isaiah 57:15, which is rather unique in that it is the only verse I have found in the Bible which mentions the word eternity. Of course, eternal is mentioned lots of times, but this is the only verse containing the word eternity. Listen, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Then, since God is eternal and he exists from everlasting to everlasting, we would do well to better understand his nature, his designs and purposes for our lives. Now, the verse which I just gave you mentioned that he not only inhabits eternity and dwells in the high and holy place, but he lives with those who are of a contrite and humble spirit. It is said of Enoch that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24. Wouldn't you like to have a testimony like that? That you walked with God, and God took you home? Well, the Lord will be glad to walk with you if you're pleased to walk with him. But there are certain requirements before God will condescend to dwell in human hearts. First, one must be willing to open the door. God doesn't force himself upon those who have no desire to live for him. And secondly, you must come to God in faith and with a repenting heart. Then listen to this scripture from Isaiah 40, beginning with verse 28. "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint."
I walk with my Savior each hour of the day. I walk in his presence each step of the way. He never has failed me, and true I shall be. I'm depending on Jesus. He's depending on me.
Friends, I'm glad to tell you today that I walk with the King, and furthermore, I'm happy in doing so. Life is brighter, and there is hope for those who have been made anew in Christ Jesus. You see, I belong to the Lord, and nothing can come my way without the permission of my Heavenly Father. Satan accused the Lord of having a hedge built around Job, and he couldn't get to him. Well, that is true. However, God did permit Job to be sorely tried, but still, the Lord did keep a hedge about him, and Satan was only allowed to come so far and no further. Here's another verse which I like real well. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Isaiah 32:2. Friends, is your life hid with Christ in God? Are you protected from the storms and scoffs of the world? And are you willing to be separate from those of the world and cling alone to the cross of Christ? Listen to this poem. Reliance on God. If thou hast ever felt that all on earth is transient and unstable, that the hopes which man reposes on his brother man are but broken reeds, if thou hast seen that life itself is but a vapor sprung from time's upheaving ocean, decked perhaps with here and there a rainbow, but full soon to be dissolved and mingled with the vast and fathomless expanse that rolls its waves on every side around thee, if thy heart has deeply felt all this, and thus has learned that earth has no security, then go and place thy trust in God. The bliss of earth is transient as the colored light that beams in morning dewdrops. Yet a little while, and all that earth can show of majesty, of strength, or loveliness shall fade away like vernal blossoms. From the conqueror's hand the scepter and the sword shall pass away. The mighty ones of earth shall lay them down in their low beds, and death shall set his seal on beauty's marble brow, and cold and pale, bloomless and voiceless, shall the lovely ones go to the congregation of the dead. Yea, more than this, the mighty rocks that lift their solemn forms upon the mountain heights, like time's proud citadels to bear the storms and wrecks of ages, these too shall decay, and desolation's icy hand shall wave o'er all that thou can see, blot out the suns that shed their glory o'er uncounted worlds, calling the distant comets from their wild and devious course, and bid them cease to move and clothe the heavens in darkness. But the power of God, his goodness and his grace, shall be unchanged when all the worlds that he hath made have ceased their revolutions, when the suns that burn in yonder sky have poured their last, their dying glory o'er the remains of space, still God shall be the same in love, in majesty, in mercy. Then rely in faith on him, and thou shalt never find hope disappointed or reliance vain. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the blessings of this day. We're grateful for the opportunity of sending forth thy word over the broadcast to each listener along the way of life. Send a special blessing to those who are in trouble and the sick. Provide healing and comfort to the hearts that are broken, and keep us ever in your will, living for thy glory, and to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Come travel with me, I pray, in the beautiful heavenly way. Our loved ones are waiting up there, in mansions so bright and fair. Our loved ones will meet around Jesus' dear feet, inside of the beautiful gate. Oh, sinner, don't miss it, whatever you do, and cry, oh, my Lord, I'm too late. Come travel with me, I pray, in a beautiful heavenly way. so bright and fair. He's long been in glory preparing a place, and soon he is coming again. Get ready, dear soul, and abide in that place, that glorious world without end. Come travel with me, I pray, in the beautiful heavenly way. Our loved ones are waiting up there in mansions so bright and fair. While Jesus is calling, oh weary one, come, a mansion is waiting up there. It never has entered the heart of a man, come travel with me, I pray, I pray.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
In mansions so bright and fair.